Hi, I'm Amber, your host of the Social Launchpad podcast. I'm the girl who fell in love with social media, founded a marketing studio working with some of the leading health and fitness coaches and brands, and now I'm teaching you how to build your dream life and career as a social media professional. Whether you're an aspiring freelancer, have big dreams to start and scale an agency, or you fit somewhere in between, you're in the right place. I'll be sharing my wisdom about the industry, bringing you bite-sized, educational and thought-provoking conversations to your ears every single week. So buckle up, grab a coffee, and get ready to learn the tips and tricks of the trade. Let's get this party started. Welcome back to another episode of the Social Launchpad podcast. So today's episode is inspired by a few DMs that I have received over the last week, and it's really chatting to a lot of aspiring social media managers asking about whether they should be offering multiple services as a social media manager and what are the trends looking like in 2024. So I thought I would jump on and chat about it in a little short bite-sized episode. Now I'll start off by saying that you should always specialize in one thing. So if you are starting out or you're in the beginning sort of phases, I would always recommend starting with organic social media management. So that might look like Instagram only, but I would recommend if you are going to focus on organic and you don't want to look at other services, I would then always recommend adding one to two different platforms. So at the moment in 2024, obviously we're seeing a huge rise in TikTok. It is such an organic, a great organic platform to grow on, and clients love that. But there is a lot of work that goes into it, especially with very quickly changing algorithms. So looking at another platform that can be good is LinkedIn, depending on your client, as well as something like Pinterest. It's very untapped, Pinterest in Australia. So those are a couple of different ideas if you just want to stay in the organic route. But what I will add to that is offering one platform only, it isn't going to cut it in 2024, because we take a look at, say, Instagram. When Instagram has completely gone down a few times over the last year, if you're specifically focusing on Instagram management only, then what happens? Say if Instagram disappeared off the face of the earth and you are relying on that one platform to bring in an income and that's all you know, then what happens there? You don't have a business and you don't have any way to pivot your business. So please, if you are starting out organic, definitely start out with offering one platform like Instagram, but definitely upskill to other areas such as TikTok, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Now, if you are offering just social media management, another great addition to that, which is what I've seen a lot with clients this year, is offering a mix of social media management and social media strategy in the one package. So obviously you're not going to be charging social media management rates when you do have the strategy element in there. What a lot of business owners don't understand is specific social media management, it typically doesn't include a strategy. Usually they'll buy a strategy add-on before commencing with you, and then you focus on purely social media management, but you need a strategy to work off. So that's where the benefit of adding management and strategy, it is a big tick in employees, well, not even employees, in business owners who are looking at outsourcing their social media management. Gosh, can't talk. It is a big tick in their eyes to be able to offer both and come up with the ideas and strategy behind it. And then obviously they've got one person handling both areas and both aspects. So If you are still just looking at the organic route, making sure that you have the skill set to offer strategy and become the social media strategist, that is definitely what I am seeing where social media managers and the strategists, they're miles apart with each other. So you need to be able to offer both essentially in 2024. It's just going to set you apart and basically put you at the top of the line when they've got so many other social media managers that they could potentially choose from. So that is organic. Now, when we move to, say, organic and paid, again, this is where I have seen a huge, huge trend within Facebook groups and business owner conversations is a lot of business owners love having someone that can offer them management and the paid ad side of things. And let me tell you, from being in the industry and coaching for a little over a year now, other social media managers, not many people can offer both. And there is a real opportunity here to be able to add so much more revenue with less clients, which is what you want. You want to have less clients, but you want to make more. So being able to offer the both, you've basically just doubled your income from one client instead of getting two different clients offering, say, just organic. So really do your research and have a look out there at some Facebook courses. Where I'd recommend you start with is just within the Meta platform itself. They have got some fantastic free resources. But if you are looking for some paid programs, please feel free to jump into my DMs and I will share some specific courses and programs that are also affordable with you. So jump into my DMs if you're looking for that. But definitely with the trends that I've seen online, organic, it's harder to stand out at the moment in a saturated market. And obviously social media, it becomes more flooded and flooded by the day. So many people are starting up new businesses. So being able to combine both the elements of organic and paid, you're immediately going to stand out. So that is organic and paid in a summary. Then we move on to another marketing platform, which is essentially missed by a lot of social media marketers, but it is email marketing. I have seen some clients increase their revenue, their total yearly revenue, by up to 30 to 40%. So 30 to 40% of revenue is coming from email. When email is done well, it should be making money for you. So if you can also upskill in the email marketing department, what I find are some really nice packages that go hand in hand together, or platforms, is organic and email, and then also organic, paid, and email. So those are actually specific packages that I've got in the Digital Marketing Studio that sell really, really well for the business owners that want fast growth and big growth. They combine either the organic and the email, or the three at one, organic, paid, and email. Now, if you are someone who you'd love to jump more into email, I would always recommend specializing in one platform and only offering that platform service to clients. So for example, if you work in the e-commerce space, that's your niche, I would only offer Klaviyo because that works very well with Shopify. And Shopify is usually the website that they will use if they're in e-com. Whereas if you're more targeting service-based businesses, there's two platforms that I would really recommend here. One is Flowdesk. So Flowdesk is very aesthetic, so it works great for fashion beauty brands. If you're looking for something with more robust automations, funnels, I would then look at something like ActiveCampaign. There is a huge price difference between the two, but it just depends on what the goals are with email, how advanced your client needs the segmenting. That will basically determine what platform that you use. But yes, that would be my biggest piece of advice, is learning one platform and only offering that service. But email marketing is definitely on the rise for 2024, and it is definitely a service that I would look at implementing if you are looking to add different services to your offerings. So I hope today's episode helped you with potentially the same sort of questions that you may have and you've been wanting to ask. Now, if you are looking at adding different services to your offerings, what I will say is, because so much time and effort goes into learning new platforms, as well as cost too, right? Like investing in different courses and programs, please make sure that there is a market demand within your niche. So really conduct research to understand what services are in high demand, and then you can really tailor your offerings. So that concludes today's little bite-sized episode on whether you should be offering just social media management or branching out to offer different services, and what services are really in demand for 2024 and beyond. So if you have any questions, make sure you send me a DM on Instagram, and I will be able to answer any further questions that you have and to help you out. So DM me over there. So that's it for today, and I will see you in next week's episode.